From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And this is a special message for All Things Considered listeners. Our computer files indicate that your NPR account is about to expire. To keep listening to our programs, please send us your Social Security number, your primary bank account number, and your mother's maiden name.
Of course, we're only kidding. But millions of computer users have fallen for that kind of scam known as phishing attacks, phishing with a PH. Microsoft announced today that it's filing a raft of lawsuits to put some of the perpetrators out of business. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Microsoft's Aaron Kornblum says the company filed 117 lawsuits in Seattle today against people who've been phishing for personal information via fake emails.
The phishers targeted in this series of lawsuits created fake, deceptive websites targeting MSN Hotmail and Microsoft customers between October 2004 and this month, March of 2005.
The company says the defendants violated Microsoft's intellectual property rights by using official insignias on those emails. That's the latest legal strategy against an online plague that has so far evaded technical defense measures. These attacks continue to be successful because they masquerade as important messages from Microsoft, eBay, or a financial institution. Microsoft's Jacqueline Boucher has a collection of these emails. They look convincing, but can be spotted by a trained observer.
It says, "We urgently ask you," any kind of that alarmist tone. The criminal tries to create a sense of urgency before the consumer so that he or she will click without thinking and enter personally identifiable information.
Congress is considering an anti-phishing law after failing to pass legislation last session, but Microsoft's previous experience shows that phishing will be tough to prosecute. To catch a phisher sending emails from Iowa, investigators spent months following a trail that led to California and Austria. In the end, Microsoft got a $3 million judgment against a 21-year-old employee of a video rental store. Aaron Kornblum says even if he can't catch all the phishers he's after, these suits will uncover more about how they work.
In order to send spam, in order to launch a phishing attack, you need support services. You need a place to host your attack website. You need someone to send the spam. If you're processing victim information, that's going to go somewhere, to an email account or some other location.
Earlier this month, police in Brazil arrested the leader of a gang believed to have stolen $37 million through phishing attacks. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Tips on how not to get hooked by phishing scams are at our website, npr.org.